天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，又到了我们相聚的时间了，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，我想我们每个人都会面对一些问题，其中最常见的就是失败和软弱。作为基督徒，提到这两个字经常会感同身受，脑中立刻浮现出自己过去的失败和软弱。很多时候软弱是我们懒惰的借口，我们说我们是软弱的，所以我们就可以为我们的种种不负责任找出一大堆理由。但是耶稣基督应许过我们是有一个丰盛的生命，我们是基督精兵，要过得胜的生活。但是秘诀是什么呢？今天麦克牧师就来和我们讨论一下这个问题，那就让我们一起来听一听吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听这个节目。
It is the 10th in our series of messages taken from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament.
这是旧约圣经约书亚记系列信息的第十讲。
In the series, we are learning how to follow the Lord.
在这个系列里，我们一起学习如何跟随主。
And sometimes when the Lord calls us, we ask, "You want me to do what?"
当主呼召我们，有时我们会问，你让我做什么？
And here are some of the answers that we have learned so far.
到目前为止，我们学习了一些答案。
Answer number one.
第一个答案。
Step up to God's calling in your life.
神呼召我们的生命时，我们要起来。
Answer number two.
第二个答案。
Go into the enemy's territories and share Christ.
深入敌人的后方，跟人分享基督。
Answer number three.
第三个答案。
Cross the river of impossibility in your life with God's supernatural help.
靠着神超自然的大能，跨越人生中难以跨越的大河。
Answer number four is yield to God's plan.
第四个答案是降服在神的计划下。
Answer number five, stay with God's program by completely trusting Him.
第五个答案是完全信靠神，遵行他的方案。
Answer number six is learn from your mistakes.
第六个答案是从错误中学习。
Answer number seven is know how to pray.
第七个答案懂得如何祷告。
Answer number eight is claim the complete victory that God has already won for you.
第八个答案是支取神早已为你赢得的全面胜利。
Answer number nine is trust in the cosmic real estate developer with the territory he has given you.
第九个答案是信靠全宇宙的产权拥有者，你的境界是他赐给你的。
And today we will learn about answer number ten.
今天我们要学习第十个答案。
Claim your inheritance.
领取你的产业。
If you have your Bible with you, please look with me at Joshua chapter 18 through 21.
如果你有圣经，请跟我一起来看《约书亚记》十八章到二十一章。
I hope that after this broadcast that you will read these chapters.
我盼望你在今天节目结束后就去读这段经文。
So let me begin with asking you a question.
首先我要问你一个问题。
Do you know what is the easiest thing in the world to do?
你知道世界上最容易做的是什么事吗？
Have you got the answer yet?
你有了答案吗？
Quitting.
半途而废。
Quitting does not take effort or time.
你不需要花力气或时间就可以半途而废。
Quitting does not cost anything or require much thinking.
不需要花代价或再三考虑就可以半途而废。
It is very easy to just say, this is too hard, I'm quitting.
只要说太难了我不干了。
Or this is too frightening, I'm quitting.
或者太可怕了我放弃了。
So it is the easiest thing in the world.
所以这是世界上最容易做的事。
Please look with me at Joshua chapter 18, verses 1 through 4.
让我们一起来看约书亚记十八章一到四节。
Let's read these together.
请听我读。约书亚记十八章一到四节。以色列的全会众都聚集在示罗，把会幕设立在那里，那地已经被他们制服了。以色列人中其余的七个支派还没有分给他们地业。约书亚对以色列人说，耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们单言不去得，要到几时呢？你们每支派当选举三个人，我要打发他们去，他们就要起身走遍那地，按着各支派应得的地业写明，就回到我这里来。
What is happening here in this passage?
在这段经文中发生了什么事呢？
We see that the people of God were quitting.
我们发现神的百姓想要半途而废。
Why is Joshua exasperated and frustrated with the people of God?
约书亚为什么对神的百姓很恼怒、很灰心呢？
Look at verse 3.
请看第三节。
How long will you be slack to go in and take possession of the land?
耶和华赐给你们的地，你们单言不去得，要到几时呢？
The people of God up to this point have experienced many blessings from God.
直到此时，神的百姓已经历了许多神所赐的福。
Why then are they hesitating now?
那么为什么在这里反而犹疑不决呢？
Over the past 9 messages in this series, we have seen God powerfully and supernaturally guiding his people.
在过去九次的信息中，我们看见神如何彰显他超然奇妙的大能，引领着他的百姓。
They supernaturally crossed the River Jordan.
他们神奇地渡过了约旦河。
They supernaturally demolished the walls of Jericho.
他们神奇地摧毁了耶利哥的城墙。
They supernaturally received a complete victory over their enemies.
他们神奇地战胜了他们的敌人，得到彻底的胜利。
And then in the last message, we saw them dividing the promised land among their tribes.
在上次的信息中，我们看见他们按照支派在应许之地分了土地。
And that's where we left their story in the last message.
上次的节目我们就讲到这里。
Joshua was dividing the land based on each tribe's faithfulness.
约书亚根据每个支派对神忠心的情况来分地。
And after all of their struggles, we would expect the people to easily claim their inheritance.
经过了那么多的波折和征战，我们以为神的百姓一定很快就去得地为业。
But like many people, they began to quit before the job was accomplished.
但就像很多人一样，事情还没有完成就半途而废了。
God's people began to quit before they actually took possession of the promised land.
神的百姓还没有确实得到神应许给他们的土地，他们就想放弃了。
7 of the tribes had become used to nomadic lifestyle, and they would not take their inheritance.
有七个支派习惯了游牧的生活，于是他们根本不想定居在他们分得的土地上。
The inheritance had been given to them, but they were willing to settle for less than their rightful amount.
土地产权已经给了他们，但他们却情愿要较差的，而不要他们该得的。
My listening friends, I have met so many people who live mediocre Christian lives.
亲爱的朋友，我遇到过许多人，他们就是情愿过游牧式的基督徒生活。
They live in sin and disobedience.
他们过着犯罪和叛逆的生活。
People around them cannot tell if they were Christians.
他们身边的人根本不知道他们是基督徒。
They have come so far in their Christian life, but then they quit, spiritually speaking.
他们历经波折成为基督徒，从灵性的角度来说，如今他们却半途而废。
These believers have access to a feast, but they only eat the scraps.
这些信徒明明有参加宴会的特权，他们却情愿吃残羹剩饭。
They have access to the palace, but they live in a spiritual ghetto.
他们有权进入皇宫，却情愿住在属灵的贫民区。
They have been given the power to reclaim their environment for Christ, but they choose to deny the rightful inheritance.
神赐予他们属灵的能力，为基督赢得他们的所在的地区。但他们却情愿放弃应得的产业。
Do you know why?
你知道原因吗？
Because quitting is easy.
因为放弃是容易的。
Do you know how Joshua got the people of God to persist and claim their inheritance?
你知道约书亚如何激励神的百姓坚持下去，并承受他们的产业吗？
He knew the importance of worship to inspire God's people into action.
他明白敬拜的重要性，敬拜可以鼓舞神的百姓开始行动。
Joshua understood that worship uplifts God's people and challenges them to follow God.
约书亚了解，敬拜可以振奋神的百姓，驱使他们跟随神。
So in verse 1 of chapter 18, Joshua gathered them to worship in Shiloh.
于是在十八章第一节那里，约书亚召聚百姓来到示罗，一同敬拜神。
My listening friend, when you go to church to worship,
亲爱的朋友，当你到教会去敬拜，
that church is not your mission field.
教会不是你宣教的场所。
Your mission field begins the moment you walk out of the church.
当你踏出教会的门，你才进入了宣教的场所。
Worship is very important.
敬拜是很重要的。
Worship would challenge and prod you.
敬拜带给你挑战，并刺激你。
Worship will convict and equip you.
敬拜使你悔悟，也装备你。
Worship will encourage you and motivate you.
敬拜可以鼓励你，催逼你。
Worship will strengthen and empower you.
敬拜能强化你，使你得力。
It will give you all you need for going into the mission field and claiming your inheritance of the Lord.
敬拜预备你踏入你的宣教场所，赢得主赐给你的产业。
Who are the inheritance of the Lord?
谁是主赐给你的产业呢？
Your territories, your opportunities, your co-workers and your neighbors, these are all the inheritance of the Lord.
你的处境、你的机会、你的同事、你的邻居，这些都是主赐给你的产业。
All of the people you meet every day who desperately need to know that Jesus saves from the lowest people in society to the highest.
每天你所遇到的人，无论是社会最下层或最高层的人，他们都迫切地需要知道耶稣能拯救他们。
These are all the inheritance of the Lord.
这些人就是主赐给你的产业。
Will you go and tell them about Jesus?
你愿意把耶稣介绍给他们吗？
Now Joshua knew the power of worship would strengthen the people to claim their inheritance.
约书亚明白敬拜的能力，敬拜使百姓刚强，有力量去获取他们的产业。
So as God's people gathered for worship, Joshua in essence told them, "Don't let your inheritance go unclaimed."
当神的百姓聚集在一起敬拜时，约书亚的用意就是要告诉他们，不要让你们的产业空置在那里。
Don't let your call from God go to waste.
不要让神白白呼召你们。
Don't let the business of this world keep you from your primary activity of reconciling people to God.
不要让属世的事业占据了你的时间，反而忽略了劝人与神和好，这才是你最首要的工作。
Don't let the weariness of this world cause you to quit being an ambassador of Jesus Christ.
不要容许这世界的困乏导致你放弃成为耶稣基督的使者。
In chapter 18, verse 3, Joshua is pleading with the people.
18章第三节，约书亚向百姓呼吁。
How long will you put off taking that which the Lord has already given you?
你们单言不去得耶和华赐给你们的地，要到几时呢？
Joshua warns them that every day they do not claim their inheritance, the enemy which had been driven out could return and regain control of the land.
约书亚警告他们，一天他们不去占取分给他们的产业，那些被赶出去的敌人随时都会再回来夺取他们的土地。
In Matthew 12:45, Jesus gives us a very important warning.
马太福音十二章四十五节那里，耶稣对我们提出了很重要的警告。
That when an evil spirit leaves a person's heart,
当一个邪灵离开人的内心，
and that person's heart is not filled with the Holy Spirit.
而这人没有让圣灵来充满他的心。
The evil spirit will come back, but not alone.
邪灵就会再回来，但不是单独回来。
It will bring with it 7 more evil spirits.
而是带着七个更恶的邪灵回来。
I've seen people who went through an emotional repentance.
我见过有些人很激动地认罪悔改。
But they never claimed any of their inheritance.
但他们却没有支取属灵的产业。
They never claimed their power over sin.
他们从来没有支取胜过罪恶的力量。
They never claimed their power over temptation.
他们从来没有支取胜过试探的力量。
And it was just a matter of time before their lives are reoccupied.
迟早，他们的生命又被恶势力霸占。
Reoccupied by powerful evil spirits that cause them to resent and resist anyone who speaks the truth to them.
霸占他们的恶势力就会促使他们对那些以真理劝告他们的人产生抵触的情绪。
That is why Joshua is crying out to God's people, "Do not let one more day go by without you claiming your rightful inheritance."
因此，约书亚向神的百姓大声疾呼。一天都不要再单言了，赶快去领取你合法的产业。
And in the same way, my listening friend, I can say to you,
我亲爱的朋友，同样的，我也要对你说，
You must occupy your rightful place as an ambassador of Christ.
你必须占据你该得的地方，成为基督的使者。
Your rightful victory in Christ.
获得在基督里你该得的胜利。
Your rightful authority from Christ.
获得基督赐给你该有的权柄。
Your rightful power in Christ.
获得在基督里你该有的能力。
Your rightful inner filling of the Holy Spirit.
你有权被圣灵充满。
And then you make that claim every single day.
所以每一天你都要领取你的特权。
Let me conclude today's message with the story about the explorer Christopher Columbus.
结束前，我要讲哥伦布这位探险家的故事给你听。
Columbus struggled for years to gain an audience with Queen Isabella of Spain.
多年来，哥伦布一直努力地希望能争取到西班牙女王听他诉说自己的梦想。
But she did not want to waste her time talking to him about his foolish dreams.
但女王不想浪费时间，她认为哥伦布是痴人说梦。
But Christopher Columbus persisted and never quit.
哥伦布毫不气馁，坚持下去。
Eventually, the queen listened to his request for ships, money, and supplies.
终于，女王听了他的要求，哥伦布请求得到船只、金钱和物质的补给。
And she appointed a committee to study his request.
女王指派了一个委员会，专门研究他的请求。
After 5 years, the committee decided Columbus' idea was impossible.
五年之后，委员会的结论是，哥伦布的梦想不可能实现。
But even then, Columbus would not give up.
即使到了这个地步，哥伦布还是不肯放弃。
So the second committee met for a year and decided that his proposal was too expensive.
于是组织了第二个委员会继续研究。一年之后，他们的结论是哥伦布的计划太昂贵了。
But Columbus would not quit.
哥伦布还是不肯放弃。
Finally, the queen gave Columbus his needed materials just to dispose of that persistent dreamer.
女王为了打发这个顽固的梦想家，只好满足他的要求。
And can you imagine how different the world would have been if Columbus had not persisted?
你想，如果哥伦布没有坚持下去，今天的世界将多么的不同。
My listening friend, remember this statement.
亲爱的朋友，请记住这句话。
When you face resistance, try persistence.
面对抵抗，要坚持下去。
Just think about this.
只要想想。
Where would you and I be if God had given up on us?
如果神一早就放弃了我们，你和我今天在哪里呢？
Most of us would not be listening to this program.
我们大部分的人不会在这里听这个节目。
Listen to the words of Joshua again in chapter 18, verse 3.
请听约书亚记十八章第三节他怎么说。
How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?
耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们单言不去得，要到几时呢？
And as you continue to claim your inheritance,
当你继续坚持去领取你的产业时，
I look forward to connecting with you next time.
我很盼望下次节目时间再见到你。
And until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，再会。
非常感谢您的收听。是的，不要放弃，这是一个很鼓励人的信息，同时挑战着我们每个人的极限。我们遇到困难，恐怕都会想要放弃。朋友们，请不要放弃这个决定，挑战我们对神的信心吧。不过，我感觉有些事情是否要放弃，还是需要智慧，求神来指引方向。但不管如何，我们不要放弃神，不要放弃神所托付我们的，因为他是配得的，而你的放弃却是失去了上好的福分。现在你心里有些什么是你想要放弃的事情呢？仰望神吧，让我们不要放弃得胜的生活的希望。在人不能，在神凡事都能。如果心里烦，那就鼓起勇气唱赞美的诗歌敬拜神吧。愿他赐给你属天的智慧和勇气，陪你走完这天路历程。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。